Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Today is our special guest day, where we will hear from a friend in the ministry who will share their insight and stories on truth in this chaotic world. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, everybody. This is Guest Thursday, and this is part two with Diane and Antonio Malachi. Malachi, right? Something similar to that. Yes. And last week, they shared with us, you know, their beautiful story of locating a property. It started with a vision from Antonio, and he continued to look at it. And Diane wasn't so sure about it just in general, but willing. You looked at stuff and even found one that you liked, Antonio liked, and Diane said, nah, not really. Okay, not yet. Then they actually discovered, they were looking in Florida and found a place in Florida, made an offer, accepted, and then did an inspection. And God said, thank you for knocking, but the door's closed. No, the answer is no. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And again, you're having joy because you just don't yet know God's will. You're not in agreement fully, but you're still going. Okay. Then you wind up on vacation, looking at different things. Walk us through now. And you said you wound up finding something. What happened next that you actually discovered this property, and how did you process it to both of you saying yes to this because it was God's will?
I just want to say one thing before you say that about the house in Florida, you know, and talking about, you know, what we learned through going through the door being closed. And like, why didn't that door get closed in the first place? The fact that my sweetheart was open to looking at purchasing a home in Florida, even though it was on his heart to have a big, large piece of property in New Hampshire, was such a blessing to me to know that he's open to that, just like I have been open to what the Lord's put on his heart. So now here we are.
Yeah, talk about that. Talk about that real briefly, because that's part of the whole essence of it, is there's an honoring toward each other. Tell us what that specifically meant to you personally when he was saying, I'm willing to consider this, even though I would prefer something different.
It almost brings me to tears because the feeling of the self-sacrifice, right, that is in our relationship, because we are in a covenant relationship. Mm. We are putting the other person first before our own desires. Of course, we're seeking the Lord together, but as humans, you know, we have that tendency to want what we want.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, but it has always been this way in our relationship. We say we have a healthy competition about blessing each other. He's in the lead.
Yeah, so that's beautiful.
That just gave such a, probably I didn't even realize that I needed it, but just a security in my being so that I could move forward with what God had put on his heart for us and bring me to, you know, a point of like, yes, it's kind of not that I was consciously thinking this way, but hey, he was open to doing what I wanted to do. So I'm going to be open to doing what he wants to do.
Yeah. And you can tell here that what it does is it takes away the fear. Mm-hmm. Of because he wants, and I guess it's okay with me, you know, we could go that way, but I'm still wondering about what I really want or not want, and how's it going to work. And when somebody, your partner, says, I'll keep going with you completely, and I'm neutral, and you could tell Antonio, well, that's a beautiful thing, and that makes you feel honored and special, and therefore, what does it drive you to? You're neutral.
Yes.
Well, then I'll be neutral too, you know, and how cool is that? So that's thank you for sharing that, because it really is an important dynamic in the relationship that you're walking together, truly neutral, seeking God's will, and he'll show you as it goes. And it takes searching and looking. So that's kind of cool. Beautiful. So tell us then how you went to this specific place.
We were in Florida on vacation. So I was fishing, relaxing, and then after fishing, scrolling through the real estate websites and looking for places. And I found one home that is a completely finished. It's like a log cabin. beautiful with 30 acres. Mm. And she got excited. And we booked for the next day. By the time we were flying to New Hampshire, the house was sold on the spot for more than was listed. So she got very emotional. She started crying because we thought it was a combination of the two. But then I had seen this property and I said, Diane, there's this property. The house doesn't look good. It looks like it's a lot of work. But they lowered the price significantly. And she goes, okay, I'll consider it. So I saw the other property the night before. They had 200 people in front of it. And that was the place that I said, I would not put my wife in this neighborhood. And then the very next day, we were the only ones to come here and we came praying. We actually had something like a rock that we use as a memory of one of the messages from our pastor. Mm-hmm. So we can remember that message that God is faithful. God is faithful. You brought that rock and we kept on saying, God is faithful. He's gonna give us the right answer. I never seen this property before. As we were driving through the dirt road, she started crying. Mm. And she said, this is it. And I was like, okay.
We hadn't even driven on to the property yet. And you can't see the house from the road. I hadn't even seen the physical house.
Wow.
Yep, we didn't see it. So it's 95 acres. I didn't get to see the 95 acres. I only saw one where the house was. And it was a confirmation to us as we walked in. We knew she was already emotional and she, you know, it's like the ladies, you know, okay, let me get ready for the real estate.
Wiping the tears away.
Yeah, wiping the tears. And we started talking to the real estate agent. And when we walked into the house, not pretty, we knew there would be like a 6-month project. Which we're not afraid of that. But as we walked in, we saw this 1850 piano that was used by the lady that used to live here, and which we found out later that she was a Bible school teacher for 40 years.
Oh my. Wow.
And her hymnals were still on the piano.
Oh, wow.
Oh, how sweet.
There was no other furniture in the house.
Just the piano and the Bibles.
Just the piano. Mm-hmm. Which we still have here as a memory. Mm-hmm. And it still works.
Yeah, it's Antonio awesome. And many of our children play the piano. So
beautiful.
We turned the corner and even amongst the soot on every square inch on the interior of this home, I mean, there had been a furnace poof through the radiators and it was on the ceiling walls, just everywhere. Even in the midst of that, as we each turned the corner and saw that piano, it was just another confirmation and the knowing. And you know, typically we're not acting all excited in front of the real estate agent, right? But we just had a knowing in our spirit, like, this is it. And it was like, I knew this has to be God, because if I look at this place in the natural, in my humanness, I'm saying, that's a big fat no.
Lots of work to be done in that one, right?
Yes, absolutely. So, but as we had inspections done, the confirmation that the foundation was firm.
Yeah.
Yes.
Foundation. Yes. And the folks that live here, the gentleman was a town sawyer. There was a sawmill here on the property. And we've met many neighbors now whose dining room tables are made from the wood that went through the sawmill here. But he built this home with the timber from this property. And he built this home for his family. It was the only family that had lived here. And so the foundation is very solid. And there were several times during my time with the Lord as I was praying where that word kept coming up during those months of firm foundation.
Go ahead, Antonio.
That she's a Florida girl. I'm from Brazil. So the warm weather, we have this in common. It'd be very easy for us to move to Florida. Financially, no issues. But God has something that is beyond our preferences. He put a vision in our hearts, not because of the things we want for us, but the things he has for other people, like the people around us. And one of the things that I remember is that when the inspector, he walked in, he mentioned to us, you know, the foundation is solid, the roof is solid, the structure is solid. There's a lot of work, but I would say this to you. You guys have a nice canvas.
Mm, oh, that's beautiful.
And that's, and you could see that, I take it, through yes. that. You could see through yeah. all that, that you had a canvas and what it could be.
Yeah.
That's a gift. Diane, when you drove, you know, into, onto that property and it all hit you, tell us about that moment, you know, of, that's how God confirms it. It was spiritual. It's a spiritual yes, not a logical yes. Because mm-hmm. like you said, your logic is, I don't know about this, but God says, no. I'm saying yes, and I need to get you to see the same thing. What was going on with you when you just first experienced that piece of it?
Well, as Antonio said, I had tears because, you know, as we drove here, it was an hour drive for us. And, you know, we were praying for that very, very clear yes or no. And so here we were driving on the road and I was already feeling and sensing the very clear yes without seeing the property. And so actually there was a sense of relief. I think that was part of my tears. You know, it was excitement. It was also a sense of relief. Like, this is it. Okay. Mm-hmm. We've been looking and this is it. And then also after, you know, seeing it in the natural and knowing this isn't what I would pick. I wouldn't look online. Oh yes, this is it. Yeah. Let me scar this one and come back to it. You know, it wasn't that. It just gave me so much peace and an excitement. And when I sent pictures to, you know, my sisters in Florida, they were like, that's definitely got to be from the Lord. If you're excited about it. And I have to tell you that really was also very, very helpful in the midst of the renovation because, you know, it can sound all wonderful and exciting and good, but, you know, I was in the midst of 55 hours of peeling wallpaper at times, you know, and although that's very kind of comforting to me, you know, just doing that, but there were other things and deadlines that needed to be met. Frame needed to be done by a certain time so that furnishings could be moved in. It was upsetting very much at times, but knowing that I knew that God had this property for us gave me peace in the midst of those difficult days.
Yeah. Diane, can you share a little bit, you know, because you started talking about what the renovation looked like and the hours of peeling wallpaper. This was a time when God really laid on your heart and prepared you even for the fact that you were going to have lots of hours spent up there. And so there was a pruning in your calendar, in your season, in commitments, even things that you enjoyed that he called you into to be able to take part of this work that he wanted you to do. Can you talk about that a little bit too?
Yes, absolutely. As Antonio and I, we always pray in the end of the year in December, what our work will be for the next year individually and together. In the year before my, so that would have been 2023, at the end of the year, my word for 2024 was boundaries and certain things that the Lord was taking out of my life for a time. And I even felt like it's a season, it's for a season, but I knew that he was pruning away, taking away, and yes, things that I enjoyed doing. And I didn't, we hadn't found this property yet and didn't know exactly, you know, why I was going to need all of those extra hours, but just being obedient to what I felt God had put on my heart. And I've had seasons like that at other times in my life where God has pruned things out of my life that were good things, things that I enjoyed that I didn't understand at the time, the reason why, and then later found out. So yes, I was in a position to spend a lot of hours here, and there were a lot of hours that I was here by myself and playing worship music and just enjoying my time with the Lord.
Maybe one thing that I could add to that is that, you know, on this pruning over time, you know, setting boundaries, Diane is such a giver. She wants to bless people. It's in her heart to do that. And she goes above and beyond. She's always giving. And there was one part that had to do with our family. And I said to her, I think you have to reduce that. But you know, because she's a giver, she continued to do that. And it was actually because it has to do, you know, with my biological side, God gave me that word to say, you have to reduce that amount of work that had to do with this side of the family. And for a moment, she had a hard time, but then she started understanding why, and it was something for us, for the vision that God gave us, And it was also, we learned later, that it was also beneficial for our adult children that she would cut down that time to focus on other things.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's a great, by the way. Guy said, hey, how about this? I'm going to handle this too. That's kind of cool. So it sounds like your house is it all renovated? Is it all finished now? 90%?
Yes, absolutely. I wanted to share a vision that the Lord gave me back in the fall of last year to give me hope. And I was sitting here looking out the window and the fall leaves were beginning to show up. It's so beautiful here in New Hampshire and in New England. And he gave me a picture of he and I holding hands and walking through a tall curtain of fall leaves. And we had our attached hands to get up in the air. And as we came through that curtain, the other side was white and clean. Big word, clean.
Wow.
like complete, right? Mm-hmm. And it just gave me such a hope. And I said to Antonio, winter is when everything is going to be clean and done, and we will be prepared for guests. And so I marked that first day of winter on my calendar, December 21st. And it was, I think, September, maybe at the time, or October. I have it in my journal. But I was actually in California on that date on December 1st with my son visiting, having a wonderful time. It was very refreshing, very rejuvenating. I just felt like a new person as I came back. And lo and behold, Antonio had been finishing touches on things in the home, and we were ready for our family from Brazil to come and spend 10 days with us.
Oh, beautiful.
January.
That's beautiful.
So, love that.
So, yes.
Yes. One little thing was before that happened, she was exhausted. I was exhausted. We were both exhausted physically and mentally because we didn't have vacation last year. We just took the project and we prayed together and said, God called us to be here. He gave us this. He's going to provide the way for us to get through. So then she had this experience.
That's
but
beautiful.
Now that you are in and you've had the vision, and we tell everybody God's will is a path, not a destination. So it's a big milestone. You know, and you had to make a yes, no decision. And you said yes, and you remodeled it and learned a few things about pruning particularly. But now that you're there, what is happening that you're learning about what's next that you're looking at? And then we're going to have you back again and find out what the next happened. But please share.
That is such an awesome question because we look back in the Bible and we think about Abraham when God said, go to a place called there. Mm. There was a place called there. Abraham didn't know what it was. He didn't know the next step. He didn't know. And that's how we felt too. God gave me the vision. I said, for what? You know, what we're going to do here? And then we started this. And then after Diane had this experience, we have been thinking about this is a place of refuge. Because since we met each other and got married, God put in our hearts the love for helping other couples and also pastors and their families. Mm. We have the heart for pastors and their families. We have a slight idea what they go through. We don't know everything they go through. And we understood that through this journey, that this would be a place of refuge. And we started preparing to go on that direction, how to make this a refuge where people can come and have some prayer time where they can have just a place that they don't have to pay for. It's a place they can spend a week and spend a week, spend a night. You know, we can dine together and seek the Lord together. So this was the vision for the next step. Mm. And we are preparing to go in that direction. Mm.
To add to that, we had initially quite an elaborate vision, you know, as the Lord shared us, you know, we're going to have people here and have this wonderful safe haven. And we started thinking of these like darling tiny homes, adding in log cabins and this type of thing. And, you know, that might be what the Lord ends up bringing at some point. But he has recently shown us that time is of the essence. Hmm. And so it doesn't have to be the Hilton, although there will be quality chocolate on the pillows.
Right, yes, right. There will.
You know, but the important thing is to be ministering his word, his loving kindness, his forgiveness, his peace. And so right now what we were continuing to ask. It's always a to be continued as long as we're on this earth, right? We have one camper and we are looking at purchasing more and sort of a circling of the wagons.
Oh, interesting.
They'll be very cute. They'll be very cozy, clean, that sort of thing. But that's the start because we feel that God wants us to get going on that part of it. And then he will just add to that. One of the things we've talked about is, you know, sometimes when we say, okay, God, what do you have to say? Then we have to wait, right? And what do we do in the wait? You know, we don't just sit on the sofa and twiddle our thumbs and wait until we do the seeking and the knocking. And so even during this waiting time, we have 6 people, including ourselves, that live on this road that we live on. Mm. And during this time, we have had opportunity to minister to our neighbors in a way that we could have never dreamed of. Or hope for. We have neighbors that had kind of self-proclaimed themselves as a hermit. They don't want to see or talk to anybody. And then here they are knocking on our door, you know, coming for a visit, bringing us maple syrup. And so, you know, I think that the idea of just continuing to, our word as a couple last year was walk in victory. So that idea of walk and keep walking, you know, in that process, keep looking, you know, we don't wait until everything is all built out and done to be ministering. You know, we're doing that on a daily basis.
That's right. Yep.
There's one thing about, you know, what you're saying, because, you know, God gave us this next step, which is to move on that direction, to start with the simple and get there. In the meantime, to minister to our neighbors, and we are seeing results already. But I had the other thing that we experienced is that God gave us this step for this summer, and also he's giving us the step for next winter. And after we bought the property, we found out that we have more than 100 maple trees in our property, and we do have a sugar shack here. So my brother is coming from Brazil to help me remodel the sugar shack. Mm. And this past winter, I bought a small equipment, and I learned how to make maple syrup. And my neighbors, they helped me with that. So now God already gave us a vision for next winter. Yep. I'm gonna have a bigger equipment, make maple syrup, and we're gonna call it, we already named it, House of Malachi.
I love it.
Open it for all the blessings. And for that season, we're gonna have a higher volume of maple syrup, and we're gonna invite the churches to stop by and pick up their free maple syrup, and we're gonna have some worship in the pavilion. So this is something that we're very excited about.
Next
maple syrup.
Beautiful. So beautiful.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing all this, and we are very excited. I can hardly wait personally to come visit you, and I'd love to get some of that maple syrup myself. you know, Father, we just pray over Antonio and Diane. What a beautiful walk. The joy of just walking with you all the way through it. May we all learn that. May we all process that way and realize that just like Antonio said, you don't do mediocre. And everything is to be lived out in a grand way if we're willing to walk into it with you. And they have. Thank you for the story of that. We're excited about what's next. We pray this vision of the maple syrup, of the worship, of the ministering to the people along the road, to having people come and find rest and recuperation on a strong foundation. That word really does stick out. So we just pray for favor, for blessing, for them to continue to enjoy each other. I pray for their continued life of margin, that they won't get overwrought, but rather enjoy the life with you, and that you have them step in as your faithful sheepdogs to give it away. And we praise you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for joining us, guys, and for sharing that story. Such a beautiful example of just the abundance and the adventure of walking with God step by step and the things that he has. So thanks for sharing that with us. Listeners, thank you for joining us. If you have questions from today's broadcast, be sure to send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com. And we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.